I'm Seaver, and once again, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Kansas lead singer Ronnie Platt. Ronnie, it's been, I don't know, a year, year and a half since we last spoke. How you doing?
Seaver, my Chicago radio legend brother, how are you?
I'm great, man. It's great talking to you again. Now the previous conversation that we had, we spoke about how you got the call to be in Kansas, about how you were up for the singer for Foreigner. We talked about how your Chicago days playing in bands around town went down. That interview is still up, so please, everybody who's listening to this one, go check that one out, too, because I don't want to revisit some of the same stuff that we talked about before, as great as it is. I want to talk about the here and the now, Ronnie. Of course, Chicago loves Kansas. It's well known how the audience responds to you guys when you come through town. Now, Kansas is bringing the Point of No Return tour on the road. And that's what's happening this fall and winter, including a show here in Chicago. What's happening with that, man?
Oh, man. Seaver, I see you kept your notes.
Yeah. Well, I went back and re-listened to our old interview because I just didn't want to revisit, you know, the old stuff. It's a great interview, and I love talking to you. So tell me about the Point of No Return tour.
It's been just absolutely crazy. You know, we did the 40th anniversary of Left Overture, and when Keith and Phil, Keith, our agent, you know, when him and Phil were talking about doing Left Overture, they thought, you know, maybe we could try this in 12 markets. Maybe we could stretch it out to 15. To 15 Left Overture shows, 40th anniversary. At last count, I believe it was somewhere over 80. And now the Point of No Return has long surpassed that.
Wow.
We will be playing Point of No Return 40th anniversary well into 2020. It should be the anniversary and a half.
Well, you know, it's a great album. It's one that I owned. I had it on 8-track. I don't know whether I want to admit that or not, but
what's an 8-track, Seaver?
I know. I thought they were the best thing because all you had to do was just grab it and rip it out, and you didn't have to open a door. You didn't have to hit the eject button. I thought they were the best, and then I was wrong. So anyway, you guys love the road, man. I mean, from what I'm reading, you play 60 plus shows a year. What do you just call a maid service to clean your bus when you pull into a new town? I mean, that thing's got to get ripe after a while.
Well, thank God there's no bus.
Oh, and, good.
And that's a low estimate. My first full year in the band, which was 2015, we did 99 shows.
Jeez. Oh,
in,
my God.
In 16, we did 98 shows.
Oh, that's incredible.
And Seaver, I mean, I'm talking to you now. I can't believe I am closing in on my five-year anniversary of being in Kansas. I can't believe it's been 5 years already.
Time flies, man. Speaking
when
of five,
fun.
Yeah. Speaking of five, Point of No Return is the fifth studio album from Kansas, and you are touring the album. Now, the question I have is, will you be playing it song for song as they appear on the album?
Song for song, in the sequence that it is on the album, but we start off the same format that we did with Left Overture. We come out and we do an acoustic set, the six of us do, where Phil relaxes for a little bit longer than we do. Then we go right from our acoustic set right into our rock set where we're playing like 10 songs, or I should say songs from 10 different Kansas albums. There's no shortage of library to choose from.
That's for
in
sure.
This band, you know? And from doing everything from popular cuts to deep cuts, right into Point of No Return, the way it is on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's some things I'm not totally divulging there. Got to keep some surprises. But 2.5 hour long show. So everyone, once again,
yeah,
use that bathroom before you take your seat.
Yeah, you don't want to miss any of it. You got the deep tracks from The Point of No Return, Paradox and Spark of a Tempest, and The Spider, of course, the big three, Dust in the Wind, and Point of No Return, the title track, Portrait He Knew. These are all just great album tracks that I know your fans know very well. I'm a big fan of album art, and you guys really put the effort into your album covers in the Point of No Return cover. The iconic ship in full sail going over the end of the flat earth. The irony, of course, is Kansas is as flat as we all know the earth really is.
Right. Right.
Yeah, of course. So the album art, I know you weren't in the band back in those days, but it was really important in the evolution of the band Kansas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that was, I think that was part of going out and buying an album. You know, you had that tangible product in your hand, and, you know, there were just certain bands that really looked at their packaging as a work of art. And Kansas just took that to the limit, you know, and you look at the cover of, you know, Left Overture or Song for America and Point of No Return. Just really artistic, something that you would frame and put on the wall, and you don't have to have a gold record to do that, you know?
Right. The T-shirts that
was really cool.
Absolutely. And, of course, you toured Left Overture, which you just mentioned. Do you feel like Kansas has to deliver beyond what you gave us on that tour?
Always. If it's one thing about this band, Thiever, we're constantly raising the bar. And I think I'll give you a little insight to what people probably don't realize, and that this band constantly drills as long as we've been playing this show now. Before every show, at every venue, we have a rehearsal room set up, and we constantly tweak and improve the music and get it as tight as possible. It's just the work ethic of this band.
Wow. I mean,
so
let me wrap my head around this. You're at the venue where you're going to perform a show that night, and you actually do rehearsals beforehand?
At least an hour.
Wow.
So we'll come in and we'll sound check, and you know, that's
partial.
20 minutes to a half an hour. That's a partial rehearsal right there, because you're checking things, and you know, something doesn't sound right, we're going over it. We eat dinner and go right into the rehearsal room until it's time for meet and greet. And that's usually about an hour, you know, sometimes an hour 15.
Okay.
That we're drilling music.
So a 2.5 hour show, you got your hour and a half rehearsal, maybe a 45 minute meet and greet. My God, you're putting in like an 8 hour day. It's awesome.
It seems like it. Somebody call the hall.
I know. Well, and you're talking to me. This is work, I guess. You said there's six members of the band. Let's go over the people in the band, starting with who annoys you the most when you're on the road.
There's actually seven now. Our latest addition, Mr. Tom Brislin, keyboard player extraordinaire, and let me give you a little bit of his resume. Former keyboard player for Meatloaf, former keyboard player for Debbie Harry, and former keyboard player for Yes. Boy, this guy, when he joined the band, I went home and I burned my piano, Seaver.
I was going to say, does this mean you are playing less keyboards now?
No, I'm bigger than Tom. And if he threatens me with taking over any of my parts, he's got to fight me over.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he a great guy, great player. We have the next newest member, Zach Risby, who is not only a guitar player extraordinaire, but also engineer, producer extraordinaire. We had a very instrumental part in our last album, The Prelude Implicit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we have David Ragsdale, violin player
right.
extraordinaire, who's now been with the band probably 25 years plus.
Right.
Billy Greer, who's on bass and shares the lead vocal duties with me, I think he's creeping up on 35 years in the band. And then the two guys that really deserve the kudos, Phil and Rich, Philly Hart drummer, Rich Williams, original guitar player and original drummer, who are now working into their 47th year of Kansas.
What a history.
Wrap your mind around that one.
Yeah, what a history.
And still wanting to produce new music. We are in the process right now of writing another Studio Kansas album for release next year.
That's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys come out with there. I want to quickly, because we haven't even talked about your Chicago stop on this Point of No Return tour, which will be in October, October 19th for the Kansas concert over here in this part of the country, and tickets, I believe, are on sale for that. And it is going to be great. Ronnie Platt, always a pleasure talking to you. Now, you're a Chicago guy. Do you maintain a residence in this part of the country?
Yes, I do. You know, without giving too much away, I'm still a resident of the beautiful town of Lombard, Illinois.
Lombard's
the Lilac City.
Okay. Ronnie, it's, as always, a great pleasure talking to you. You're a good guy, and Kansas is sounding better than ever. Can't wait to see you on the road.
Seaver, can't stress enough to everyone to come out and see this show. This band is on fire. We will sell it to you and just give everything we have. So, of course, coming home, can't wait to play for all my friends at home.
Ronnie Platt of Kansas. Love you, man.
Seaver, thank you so much. What a pleasure to talk to you. Keep rocking.